We're in Hilchus Yom Kippur. We're up to Simen Tov Reish Vav. We'll be doing the entire Simen now. Shiyafayas Adam Chaveru Be'erev Yom Kippur. A mitzvah of asking Mechila from a friend on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Mechaber begins with the Mishnah, Aveira Shebein Adam LaChaveru Ein Yom HaKippur Mechaper Ad Shiyafayasenu. The Mishnah says that Aveira Shebein Adam LaMalkam Yom Kippur is Mechaper, but Aveira Shebein Adam LaMalkam, but Shebein Adam LaChaveru Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, Ad Shiyaratzeh Es Chaveru. So the Mechaber says, Ad Shiyafayasenu. V'afilu lo hiknito alo bidvarim. All you did was you heard him with words. Tzarech lefaiso. You should still ask mechila. Now, the halachi is that you're always supposed to ask mechila if you hurt someone's feelings. If you did anything against another person, you've got to ask mechila. It's not just for Erev Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, of course you're supposed to ask mechila. But if for some reason you put it off, you don't think it's an opportune time, Erev Yom Kippur you've got to. Because the Pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem titharu, there is a mitzvah on Erev Yom Kippur to do a tshuva gemura. On Erev Yom Kippur, a Jew is supposed to tshuva from everything. In which case, he's got to make sure that he's getting mechila for his ben adam lachaveru as well. So, on Erev Yom Kippur, whether you should have before or not, on Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to ask mechila. The Mishnah Berurah also says, in the case where, say, someone stole money, and there's a mitzvah essay of Ve'eshev Esagzela Shagazal, a lav hanitek la'aseh. The halach is it's usher to put it off. Every minute that you don't do that aseh, you're not being mekayim your chiv. Therefore, even if you feel a more opportune time to ask mechila, maybe later, with regard to return, rectifying whatever you did, where that's an actual chiv, immediately you're supposed to go and do that. So on Erev Yom Kippur, if you didn't before, the halach is that you're supposed to ask mechila. And we go further, the Mechaber says, Vim eno mispayes barishona. If the person did not accept your apology at first, yatzor v'yelech pam shnia, ushlishis, then go a second and even a third time. Uvechol pam yikach imo gimel anoshim, and take three people with you each time. So the Bir Halacha comes out that the first thing you do when you really hurt someone in one way or another, go and ask mechila. Yourself, go over and apologize. For all you know, the person will accept it. That didn't work. Then you begin the process of bringing friends with you. And you go once, a second time, a third time. As you, every time you go, the halacha is that you're supposed to go and try to appease him. And you should just not just say the same words again. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. That's not enough. In each case, every time you come, you're supposed to say something else. You're supposed to come up with some other reason why the person should accept your apology. You're also supposed to go yourself. Meaning, you go, you take people with you, but you should go in person. You should not be sending a shaliach. Unless you really think that the person is so upset at you that it would do a lot better, you would do a lot better sending somebody else. In which case, the person will be more open to accepting your apology. Only then should you send someone in your place. So that we have a mitzvah to ask mechila. You are also supposed to say what you did wrong. You're supposed to tell him. If you know that you did something wrong and you just generally go over and ask mechila, that doesn't work. And the Chavetz Chaim, the Mishnah Berurah also points out that if you go over to a group of people and say, you know, if I sinned against you, I'd like mechila. I'm asking mechila from all of you. And you know that there's one particular person there that you did something against, and this way you're trying to cover up for it. That doesn't work either. If you know of a particular aver that you did, you hurt a particular person in a certain way, then you're supposed to go over to him and tell him exactly what you did. Now, with regard to being mefaret, the halachi is that when you go the first time on your own, you certainly have to tell him what it's about. But when you're going with other people, there are times that by mentioning the avera you did, you're going to embarrass the person that you're apologizing to. There is no way that you're allowed to go and embarrass him in order for you to get his mechila. Therefore, when you go on your own, there you mention the avera. When you go with others, you have to really think it through. If it turns out that that it's obvious that he does not want people to know what happened, or be embarrassed when you say it in front of him, then you should not. And just mention it the first time, and after that you just come in asking mechila. Then the Rama says, "Vim eno mispayes begimel pamim eno zokek lo." If you came over to him three times with three people, and he does not want to be mochel, what can you do? You did what you were supposed to. Says the Rama, Miu yomer acharkach lifnei yud shebikesh mena mechila. You should publicize that you asked him for mechila, so that people should not think that you did not ask for mechila. So in front of 10, you're actually supposed to go and say, I asked mechila. V'im hu rabo, says the Shulchan Aruch. Who is it that after three times you've done enough, that's if it's a stranger. But if it's your Rebbe and he doesn't want to accept your apology, you have to keep going back to him. Who is your Rebbe? This does not have to be a Rebbe muvhak. Anyone that you learned something from. It's someone that you learned by. Tzorech leilech lo come upon Achi Yispayis, says the Ramah, v'hamoch lo yachzori melimcho. Now we have another halach. Until now we were talking about your responsibility to go ask for mechila. Whereas the person who is asked for mechila, his responsibility is to provide it. His responsibility is not to be callous, not to be stubborn, and really give mechila. V'imhotzi olav shem ra, ein tzorech limcho lo. If the person actually was motzi shemra, he passed false rumors about you. You do not have to be mochalim because there will be people that heard whatever it was that he said about you. Will never find out that he apologized, and as a result of it, they're going to be holding it against you. Therefore, if you don't want to, you do not have to be mochal. The same thing is the Ramah says that if the reason why you're not being mochal is for the good of the person that's asking for mechila. The person who's apologizing, you realize, he hasn't learned his lesson, he's going to keep doing this. So you're allowed to do that also, but there the Mishnah Berurah says that you should be mochel in belave. Tell him I'm not mochel, so you should work hard to get the apology accepted. But in your heart, you should be mochel. You should not want that another person should walk around with a blemish, a sin because of you. The Mishnah Berurah also mentions that you do not have to be mochel if the reason why you don't want to be mochel is because you're afraid that this is going to become a habit and people are going to take advantage of you. Meaning, for your own sake, you can choose not to be mochel in order that people not take advantage of you. But there too, there's no reason why you shouldn't be mochel b'leiv. It's just that people have to think that you're not being mochel them, so that they're gonna avoid doing that in the future. Sif Beis, Im Meis, what happens if somebody did an Avera to a person, he hurt a person's feelings, he stole from him, he hurt the person financially, physically, in any way, and the person's no longer alive. So what do you do to ask Mechila? The halachi is, Mevi Yud Bnei Yodam, you're supposed to take an entire minyan, Umamidam Al Kivro, you go to the grave of the person you sinned against with a minyan of people. And the Mishnah Berurah says you go barefoot, you take your shoes off. Va'omer, and you say, Chatosi l'Elokei Yisrael, I sinned to Hashem, v'lefloni ze shechatosi lo, and to this person. And you mention him by name, and you also mention the Avera that you did. And then they say, Mochulach, and this way you get your Mechila. What happens if the cemetery is in a different place? The halachi is that if it is three parsals away, which means 3 hours and 36 minutes of traveling, then you can have someone there go for you. And he's a shaliach, and he's supposed to go through the same thing and say, I am a shaliach of this person who said that he sinned to Hashem Elokei Yisrael and Ploni, and this was the Aver. And then you ask Mechila. So we have to be careful. We really have to be careful. It means that if you really hurt somebody and you never got a chance to ask Mechila, then the halach is you're going to have to ask Mechila and actually go to the grave with a minion. If someone said something bad about a person who's no longer alive, unlike the first case where he said it while the person was alive, he heard him when he was alive, but now he's no longer alive. In the case where the Avera was done after the person's passing, you said something negative about a person who's long not been here. The halach is you don't have to go to the grave. There you can ask Mechila here. Because if you did your Avera when the person was already not alive, you did your Avera here, you can ask Mechila here. And you ask Mechila on the spot, and that's all you need. V'nogu levakesh Mechila be'erev Yom Kippur. The minig is that on Erev Yom Kippur, that's the time that we ask Mechila. That's what the Ramah says. Further, Siv Gimel, Takonis Kadmonenu v'cherim, shelo lohotzi shemra ala mesim. There is a cherim not to be motzi shemra on people that are no longer alive. Now, motzi shemra is always aser. it's sheker, it's lashon hara. But there's a chirim hakadmonim, that if the person is no longer alive, a special chirim, that you should not be mosi shemra. Sif dalet. The mechaber begins yochol litbol velilkos masai sheyirtze rakshia kodem halayla. You are allowed to be tovel. You're allowed to immerse yourself in a mikvah and lilkos, to have someone give you light lashes in place of malchus when you want to, as long as it's before the night. Now, the mechaber never said that you should. He never said that this is something to be done. He just said that you can do it until the night. So the Mishnah Berurah says he left this out. But what he really means to say is that there's a minhag of tvila and malchus. The minhag of malchus is for a person to get down on his knees, and someone else to take preferably a strap of a calf, and to give him 39 lashes. So as far as tefillah goes, the Ramah explains Hagav vein sarach lipo rak pamachas below vidui. The Ramah's shita is that the reason why one immerses himself in a mikvah on erev Yom Kippur is for tahara, to become tohor. To become tohor, you only have to be tovel once. Similarly, to become tohor, you don't have to say vidui. The Ramah, this is the Ramah shita. Others hold that the reason for going to the mikvah on erev Yom Kippur is for tshuva, because there's a minhag that when someone becomes a bal tshuva, he's supposed to go be tovel. So there, the minhag is dafka to be tovel three times and to say vidui. Just one has to be careful that you don't say anything in a mikveh that you're not allowed to say. Remember, it is a bathhouse. V'hu adin da'atolos tes kavin mayim nami mahani. So the Ramah says that 9 kavim of water will also work, even if it's not a mikveh. You have it poured on yourself. But there too, that's only because the Ramah is dealing with tara. For tara, that does work. For tefillas ezra, that does work. However, for tshuva, you actually have to immerse yourself in a mikvah. There's no halacha of tisha kavim for tshuva. As far as when to be tovel, there are different customs. Some do dafka before mincha, that mincha be already after the person has been to the mikvah, and he could be tovel the whole day. Others wait until after the sudam afsekis in order that it be just close to Yom Kippur, just before Yom Kippur itself. And of course, it says here that the Shulchan Aruch says Eino Mevarech al Tefillah. This is a minhag, and one would not say a bracha on it. The Ramah then goes further. Mi shemeis lo meis bin Rosh Hashanah li Yom Kippur. The halacha is that if one finds himself chalila in shiva on erev Yom Kippur, so the halacha is that Yom Kippur is mevatel shiva. Once Yom Kippur comes, the shiva is over. Nevertheless, the minhag of Ashkenazim is that we consider washing something that should not be done, washing one's entire body, something that should not be done even during Shloshim. Although the Ikar Adin is that that's only Asur and Shiva, it is the minhag Ashkenaz to be Machmer even during Shloshim. As a result of that, even though Shiva is going to end by Yom Kippur, and there would be reason perhaps to allow for bathing and even going to the mikvah just before Yontif, Shloshim should stand in the way. Nevertheless, our minig is muter lirchotz v'litbol be'erev Yom Kippur. He is allowed to wash and tovel on erev Yom Kippur. Do Yom Kippur mevatel shiva? Af al pi shenogu shlo lirchotz kol shloshim. Even though the Ashkenazi minig is not to do rechitzas kol gufo for all 30 days, tfilas mitzvah muter. For a mitzvah, it's muter. When? So even though mi'ikar adin, it's muter after mincha, the Mishnah Berurah brings down it should only be within 2 hours of a yontif itself, an hour or two, before Yontif and not earlier. But we do consider the minhag of tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur as an actual mitzvah, and therefore we permit it even though the person is still in his shloshim.